This is David Wheaton. The following is a TCW short take, a bite-sized highlight from the Christian Worldview radio program. You can hear the full program at thechristianworldview.org. Why is the departure, Joel, from sound doctrine? It happened so quick at Harvard and other Ivy League schools. Why is that so common? And how can that be avoided? Organizations start well, but then quickly seem to fall away from that.
I'm very concerned about this question because I'm president of a seminary and I have a legacy to worry about here. And I don't want to see this seminary follow suit of so many other, well, probably 95% of seminaries in America. I think a couple things need to be said here. Number one, we need to remember that this intense spiritual movement called Puritanism, the wonder is not that Puritanism came to an end around 1710. The wonder is that it lasted for 150 years. What other movement in church history that was so intensely spiritual and so concerned about God's glory lasted for such a long period of time? Now, why did it end? Well, sovereignly, we can say the Holy Spirit wonderfully sustained this movement for about 150 years. But if the Spirit is not the innovator of such a movement, it will die out because man's nature is depraved. Second reason, of course, is that the leading Puritans were so persecuted, so many of them were jailed in the late 17th century, that when religious liberty finally came about in 1689, most of the Puritan leaders were either dead or they were languishing in prison. So the Puritan movement missed that godly leadership and kind of died a slow death over the next couple of decades. And of course, thirdly, it didn't help that the winds of enlightenment were blowing throughout Europe, man-made exaltation of human reason, and also in New England. So that was problematic. But there's a fourth reason as well. In many of the seminaries and colleges established, the board behind them stopped looking for very godly professors and instructors and began to look more for academic people only. The Puritan model, which was the Reformation model, was academics plus piety, both being equally important. So the Puritans would not hire a professor that was not very godly. A man who was just very brilliant academically but didn't have the godliness would not get the job. And so what history has revealed over the centuries, and I studied this in some depth myself, is that when the board of trustees in an institution like Harvard would be consisting of sound, reform, conservative, godly, well-educated ministers and elders, rather than just wealthy people who are going to give a lot of money, but when the leadership really is grounded in the church, then there's much greater chance, humanly speaking, that that institution will not degenerate so quickly, at least. But of course, if the entire denomination or denominations that are behind that school, like Harvard or Yale or Princeton, if they go liberal, then of course the school is going to go liberal. So I think the key here is to beseech the Holy Spirit to continue working and to hire godly professors and to let the Board of Trustees be ruled by a truly Bible-believing church.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview radio program. To hear the full program and connect with this nonprofit radio ministry, go to thechristianworldview.org. I'm David Wheaton.